Picture the flight line at Farnborough. Rows of aircraft, the hum of 100 conversations, and then you round a corner, and there it is. Full scale. Wings that pivot, rotors that can point up like a helicopter or forward like an airplane. That is Thunder, and it does not have a pilot. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. When something new rolls out onto the tarmac at one of the biggest air shows on the calendar, it is worth understanding what we are actually looking at, so let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. Anduril, the defense technology company, opened its 2026 showing at the Farnborough International Air Show with the reveal of an aircraft they are calling Thunder. It is an autonomous tiltrotor, and at the show it was represented by a full-scale model, so what the crowd walked up to was the real dimensions, the real shape, the real footprint of the thing. Now, if you are not steeped in the defense world, let me put the company in context. Anduril is one of the newer names in this space. They have built a reputation around autonomy and around software, and they have a design philosophy that shows up again and again in their hardware. Modularity, that word, matters here, so let me explain it. A tiltrotor? First, you already know the concept, even if you have never flown one. Think of the V-22 Osprey. The engines and rotors sit out on the wingtips, and they rotate. Point them straight up, and the aircraft takes off and lands like a helicopter, vertically, no runway required. Once you're airborne, tilt those rotors forward, and now they are pulling you through the air like propellers on a conventional airplane. You get the vertical lift of a helicopter and the speed and range of a fixed-wing aircraft in one airframe. That is the promise of the tiltrotor, and it has always been a hard engineering problem. Thunder is that configuration, built without a cockpit for a human being. The reporting on this comes from The Aviationist, and the detail they emphasize is the modular payload design. Thunder is built so that what it carries can be swapped out. The same airframe can be configured as an intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance platform. In plain language, a flying sensor, eyes and ears, cameras, radar, signals gear, sent out to look and listen and bring information back. But because the payload is interchangeable, the mission is not fixed to the airplane. You change the module, you change what the aircraft does. That is the whole design bet. One airframe, many jobs, and a fast turnaround between them. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. And here's the part I want to slow down on, because there is a difference between a splashy airshow reveal and an aircraft you can go watch fly. What was shown at Farnborough is a full-scale model, a concept made real in dimension, yes, but a concept. This is a reveal, an unveiling. It is the company planting a flag and saying, this is the direction we are going. It is not the same as a flying prototype that has been through a test program. When you read about this, hold those two things apart in your head, the vision. And the flight-tested article, they are different stages, and honest coverage keeps them separate. So, why does a pilot listening to a general aviation news show care about an autonomous military tiltrotor? Two reasons. The first is the airspace you and I share. Uncrewed aircraft are not a someday problem. They are here, and they are getting larger and faster and more capable. A tiltrotor that can lift off vertically and then cruise like an airplane is exactly the kind of platform that operates in the same layers of sky where we fly. The industry-wide question that keeps coming back is how uncrewed aircraft and crewed aircraft are going to be integrated safely into the same system. Every reveal like this one is another data point telling you that conversation is not slowing down, it is speeding up. The second reason is history. Technology developed for defense has a long habit of showing up in civil aviation eventually. Turbine engines, global positioning satellites, the GPS in your panel, fly-by-wire. The autonomy and the flight control work that goes into an aircraft like Thunder does not stay locked in the defense world forever. The tiltrotor concept itself is already crossing over. There are civil tiltrotor programs in development aimed at moving people and cargo. So watching how these systems mature on the military side gives you a preview of what may eventually filter down. What should you do about this? Honestly, right now, nothing operational. This is not a bulletin. There is no new rule. No airspace restriction, no procedure change tied to this reveal. This is a situational awareness item. File it, understand the shape of where the industry is pointing. The pilots who are not surprised 5 years from now are the ones paying attention to the air show floor today. And there is something worth just sitting with as an aviator. A tiltrotor is one of the more demanding machines to fly. That transition from rotor-borne to wing-borne flight is a genuinely difficult regime. Building an aircraft that manages that transition without a human hand on the controls is a serious piece of engineering. Whatever stage it is at, you can respect the difficulty of the problem without overselling the current state of the solution. That is the story off the Farnborough flight line. My thanks to the aviationist for the reporting on Anduril's Thunder reveal. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. Keep your eyes up and your scan moving. There is more Sharing Your Sky every year. This is Tower, signing off.